This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It's another beautiful afternoon on 360 Biz, and I'm not flying solo today. I'm with my beautiful sister Tseho. How are you doing,
girl? I'm good. How are you?
And she's looking all nice. I'm trying to figure out, is it the gents that we have in studio today? And they seem very nicely moneyed up. So we're going to be playing Russian roulette today. I'm kidding, man. Tseho, man, it's summer. Summer's creeping in. How was your weekend?
My weekend was beautiful. Yeah. I took some time off. I went to the spa alone.
Oh yeah,
and yeah.
Kanti normally, who do you go to?
No, I need to, like, people think when you go to a spa, you have to go with a partner or date, yeah. You know. And I went alone, and it was beautiful, and nice. I'm well rested.
Nice, man. I think I'm actually looking forward to today's show, because I'd like to think there's a conversation I was having with someone a couple of months ago with regards to the evolution around the marketing space. We've seen conversations around the fourth industrial revolution. We've seen words being thrown around innovation and digital this and digital that. And to a lot of people, it's come across as a bit confusing in terms of what it is. But we have seen the space really being disrupted. I think when you look at the general landscape from an economic perspective, the jobs that weren't there 20 years ago, 15 years ago, are now there. So we've got amazing gentlemen in the studio today who are going to be taking us through what the show is all about and what their businesses are all about. Hit us with the link.
So today we're talking about digital evolution, and I just lost my script, but I will find it. So we're talking about how digital is evolving within the marketing space. So for years, the terms business model and marketing strategy were cut and dried subjects. Both company and customer knew what to expect, and the process from touch point to sale could drag on for ages. In this linear approach to marketing, companies expected the lengthy time to reach a sale, all but leaving their business to chance in the hands of a customer who may or may not have all the information they need to make a purchase. Fast forward to today, where the baseline pace of business is the slowest it will ever be, and the relationship between brand and consumer has experienced a dramatic shift. So from applications including anticipatory design, personalization, flexibility, and interactivity, innovations in digital technology have resulted in the complete turnaround for how brand markets its products and services. So today we are talking about how digital marketing has evolved over time and the new ways of marketing for your business. So I'm excited about this topic.
Yeah. No, man. And I think when you look at various surveys, right, there's a talk I was preparing for where I think we put a survey out asking entrepreneurs what are some of the biggest things that they're struggling with. And I think there was also a nice article written up in the Business Insider. There was also one that was also written up in Forbes. I think it was Forbes Africa, about some of the key challenges that entrepreneurs come across. And I think one of the key things mixed up with funding and access to markets was branding and marketing. So I'm particularly looking forward to the show today, hoping that our guests are also going to demystify and also highlight the importance for businesses of all sizes, I'd like to think, for them to market their brands. So I think I'll start from my right. Please introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. My name is Jabu Masombuka.
Yeah, Prajabu, could you please just speak as close to the mic as possible? Or for comfortability, you can even pull it as close. Yeah.
Okay.
You're holding it like an R&B singer.
Yeah, does it sound better?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Jabu Masombuka. I'm from a company called Advertisa Holdings. I'm a founder and CEO of the company. The company has about six group of companies within it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this show. It sounds like a very interesting topic.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing more, sir.
Hi, thanks. My name is Tinashe Jacha, and my company is called Moving Ads South Africa, and we are in the marketing activations and promotions side of things. Essentially, what we at Moving Ads do is we take the message to the customer, and we derive that interaction with the customer. We like to pride ourselves in the fact that we move with the speed of culture, and we do a lot of innovation within ourselves or in our approach to communicating with the customer.
Thank you so much.
I'm Colin Squaddy, and I'm the founder of Mzansi Memes. Basically, we just create and share memes online, just keeping people entertained while they're on their social media. But obviously, from a business perspective, we monetize on the following and the reach, with brands being able to, generate engagement with the customer and being a communications channel. That's the business model Mzansi Memes has.
You know what I noticed, Bulalani, as I drove in, is I noticed advertiser and I noticed moving ads outside. And I noticed because your cars are already branded, And for me, that's already, I know and understand that your marketing is already on point. I don't know if you have, Collins, if
well,
you
I'm
have
I'm wearing a sweater there.
And you branded, yeah, yes.
Just in the studio, not in the parking lot.
Exactly. And we're going to take pictures, so obviously we'll see it more online. For sure. So already we can see that you're marketing yourself, you are living your brand. What does that mean to you? Having to live your brand everywhere you go with it, show it to people. What does that mean to you? Anyone can jump in.
Okay, Jabu, yeah. I think it's very important to focus on branding yourself, because as you do that, you, like for example, currently I'm driving a car which is Advertiser, everything. So it also talks to the way I handle myself, because now if I do certain things that I'm not supposed to be doing, driving the car, so everybody will be like sort of looking at the company brand, and it might not reflect positively to my company. So if you start branding, you start living living your brand. So I think it's very important to do branding. For me specifically, it's somehow channel my mindset, because everything I do now, it's Advertiser.
And I think on that point, please just tell us a bit about the app.
Okay. The app, it's a digital advertising app. What it does, it provides an advertising space to businesses. But it doesn't only end there. I mean, the businesses will come in and purchase a package to advertise their business or their product. And then consumers will then register on the app and view adverts from businesses. And then the app will give the GPS coordinates, because it has an inbuilt GPS navigation system, to the business location. And then when a consumer arrive at a business location, what they will then do is the app will, they will start earning 10 rands for using the app and using businesses that are on Advertiser. And then also we provide a referral commission. If you are a user, app user, and start inviting other businesses, we give you 10% of the package that is being purchased by businesses. Every time they purchase, it's not a once-off commission. Every time a business puts an app, an advert out there, then we give you a commission. So basically, that's what the app does. It offer an affordable advertising space to businesses.
I find it very interesting. But before I bombard everyone with the questions, maybe just to that particular question that Cheko was asking, what are your thoughts?
Okay. What we've done at Moving Ads is we've informed our look a little bit differently. Moving Ads is a business-to-business vehicle or supplier. So basically, how we then brand ourselves in that particular instance is we then position ourselves to businesses to say, listen, we are a vehicle, a communications tool that you could utilize to reach your customer and derive ABCD from your customer, which we then take back to client, as it were, and package that and say, listen, this is what you are not paying attention to from your customer. So we at Moving Ads look at it a little bit differently from
Correct.
Is it? I mean, the offering that you guys have, is it also intertwined with a little bit of market research?
Market research plays a part of what we endeavor to pull out for clients or businesses. Through the interaction that we do with the customer, we can then, as a secondary, find out different aspects of whatever product that we're speaking to a customer or communicating to a customer about. Also, what we've done as a business is we've also been able to use that ability to expand it into avenues such as voter education, where we have taken our system of advertising or our system of communication and were able to do a voter education in Zambia, you know, during their elections. We went into a couple of provinces about 3 to 6 weeks before they went into the actual voting. And we then spoke a little bit about how to vote, taught people how to get registered, etc. So we were able to mobilize the customer on behalf of the Electoral Commission, so that by the time they needed to actually do their voter education, the people were educated, they were they understood why they needed to go and put in their names in a voter's roll, etc., etc. So that's how we've chosen to view our relationship to customer, business to business.
Interesting. I think we'll come back to you because I've got a couple of questions. Memes, yes. You know, we call you the memes guy.
The memes guy.
We call you the memes guy. Like, how do you have a business around memes, creating memes?
Yeah, and obviously just continue on what they were saying in terms of, you know, branding.
Living
and
your brand.
Because one of the first thing that I wanted to do is to make the business credible and give it a name. Give it some form of image. So, you know, starting with a simple logo, you know, registering it as a trademark, having some sort of a policy on your website and say, you know what, this is how we're going to do memes. We're going to be funny. At the same time, we're going to follow some form of, you know, process on in, you know, in terms of not offending people online and remaining relevant and still being funny. So, I mean, going from that on, it's a matter of just continuing what you do. Then the brands just comes online, you know, you're trending on social media. Then in that way, you become unique in the market. Because remember, there's memes out there. There's international memes. There's, you know, people make their own memes. So now once you place yourself as a South African memes platform, you know, then and people are recognizing that, then it means that you've already created a market and an incentive to people out there. So from there on, we had to just now start working on, you know, the reach, you know, growing our network in terms of the followers on our network. So now obviously once you're online, you're doing great things, people, especially businesses, they notice you. It's like, hey man, you are cool, we want to be part of you. I mean, even looking back at adverts on TV back then, they were always very entertaining. Like, I mean, most ads are entertaining. You know, you laugh when you look at them. Mm. So now, and
like
sometimes, sometimes they'll tell a story, those type of things. So what memes has done is just, you know, brought it online, you know, mostly pictures. I mean, you know, a lot of brands are loving that. And I mean, based on what memes are and the reach we have been able to gather and the type of credibility we have gained, you know, that creates a form of value to brands. Say, you know what, I want to choose you, and that's how we bring in the business value, and you know, we make money.
So what's it? So yeah, yeah, what's the difference between a meme and a GIF?
GIF. So basically, a GIF is you know, obviously going back into now software, because I'm an electrical engineer. So what you do is that you remove a lot of quality from the video, just make it very short and, you know, not so detailed. So basically, and it doesn't have a lot of sound. So it's very short. So a GIF would be maybe 5 seconds long, you know, something like that. So that's a GIF. Obviously, a GIF can make a you know, form part of a meme, you know, give it a nice caption there. But, you know, your normal photo or image type of memes, you'll just have a reactionary meme or some form of funny picture. Then you put a caption that's relevant, or depending what you want to communicate, you know, something like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think for me, I think what I was going to ask him so rudely and I jumped in was, what is a meme? You know, I think to someone who's out there at home, what is a meme? I know I used to call it Mimi.
Yeah, it's funny. On Monday, I was at the 20 FM and somebody made a joke. Like, who's Mimi, Vele? I was like, yeah, we're yet to find out. So basically, a meme is... Look, it's a picture that is depicting some form of maybe stereotype or some culture or some notion of which people must relate to. And the result will be that, you know, most of the time they have to laugh. So you'll have a picture, you know, maybe from a TV ad or from some scenario or wherever you get the picture. But then you put a caption, you know, put a statement on it so that, you know, the statement above speaks to that picture there, and you know, you make people laugh. So that combination of, you know, the image, photo, and the statement you're making, it can communicate a funny message or, you know, that type of thing. So that's what makes a meme.
So now, Tinashe, man, how important is it for business? And I think I'll just boomerang this question across all the guests in studio today. How important is it for business to market, number one? And I think you can piggyback that with does every business need to market? Is it a size thing? If I've got one person, do I need to? Do I start at a certain point? Let's kind of demystify some of these perceptions that we small business owners have.
Correct. Thank you. Marketing is like oxygen to any business. And whether big or small, a baby takes in as much oxygen as a grown person in order to survive. So whether a business is small,
I like that,
whether a business is in its adult life, you've got at some point to market to somebody. You need to stay relevant. So it then becomes key. For example, with the meme trends, for a business like ours would then be able to look at it and say, okay, what is the strategy behind a meme, and which particular brand could we communicate that strategy to? And then how do we link that strategy to how we're going to communicate from an activations perspective? So we would then look at the two or three elements that are involved, put it together in one clever strategy, take it to the customer and say, hey, listen, brand X, hashtag this particular meme, and people get excited when they see it on the ground to say, oh wow, I've seen this meme somewhere, and oh, is this what this brand is all about? Oh wow. So that's how, for example, advertising works, to always get yourself out there, but also how we at Moving Ads look at life, look at the different advantages that digital media brings in today's world. Yeah.
So Tinashe, how'd this journey start, man? I mean, of all the things you could have done, you could have been a cleaner, construction magnet, mining tycoon. Why this?
Okay, well, it's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
I grew up in Zimbabwe, where my parents started the first black advertising agency in Zimbabwe. And so coming out of that particular background, it was really a no-brainer what I was going to end up doing. When I finished school at Monash, I then quickly jumped into that space to say, look, I've come from a space that was very creative, and how do I make a mark? How do I make a difference? And lastly, it's a passion. I'm solely driven by passion. This is what I love to do. I love to communicate. I love people. And so driving a customer message like we do at Moving Ads became almost a secondary, second nature thing to do. Yeah.
Prachabu?
Yes, sir. In what you call marketing or advertising value chain, we find three players.
Okay.
We have an advertiser who can be a business. We have a publisher. In this case of what you call in the advertiser business model, we are a publisher because we offer a digital advertising platform.
Okay.
And then there is a consumer. And then if you look at this value chain, the key player, it's a consumer, because you can advertise, you can publish as much as you want, I mean, as you like. But if there is no consumer, I mean, it doesn't achieve anything. Mm. So what we have looked at Advertiser Holdings is that the key player, actually, who is a consumer, is not necessarily benefiting financially. Because if you look at an advertiser or it's a business or a business, when they advertise with the purpose of attracting the consumer to come and give them money to buy a product and leave money. The publisher offers what you call an advertising platform for advertisers or businesses to leave money and then what you call. So now in the end, what we have looked at is that the key player who's a consumer is not benefiting anything. So the idea came about then as to how do we bridge that gap? How do we provide financial benefits to what you call to a consumer. So that's what we actually did. We are taking money from businesses by offering them an advertising space in Advertiser, which is a digital marketing or advertising platform, and then we are taking a portion of that money. We're giving it to a consumer when they are utilizing our app and using the businesses that are advertising on our platform. So we are providing a platform which benefits everyone. An advertiser, when he advertises in our platform, guaranteed they will know that consumers will come because now they want this cash reward. And then as they doing that, they know also that, because now where do you find most consumers these days? I mean, I'm sitting here, Tinashe is on his phone, you understand? So you find most consumers online. And I mean, we pass billboards. How many billboards do you still remember on your way here? You find that there's a few, you understand? But then if you are in a, what you call digital space, what you call consumers, as they log in or on our app platform, they can search by location, they can search by business category, they can search also by the advert name. So it offers them a flexibility. And not only that, I mean, if you're advertising on a billboard, at times you're driving, you don't even check the address or the location of the business. But with this app, even if you are in a place that you've never been, the app will give you the location, will take you to the location of the business. So, yeah, so that's what we basically do.
And I mean, is this platform primarily and only for advertisers, and or I mean, can I as an SMME come and say, okay, cool, with my 2,000 or whatever, can I do something on this platform?
It's basically only for advertising.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you say do your thing, what thing.
So I mean, so I think maybe let me clarify and give context. So one of the key things that a lot of when I speak to a lot of SMMEs, they talk about how marketing and advertising is expensive.
Yes.
Is this a platform for an Ogilvy and a Joe Public to say, here are our clients, publish them there? Or is this a platform where, as an ordinary Bulelani, I can come and say, here's my company, I would like to advertise on the platform?
Yeah, it's mainly for advertising the company and the product or services that you render. There's different business categories and subcategories. Like, for an example, we have food and retail. So under food and retail, you'll find subcategories. So you can advertise under those subcategories. So it's mainly, like I said, it's mainly for advertising, but it offers more, because now in the past or currently, you just put an advert out there and then you cannot quantify as to whether the customers that are coming in are really as a result of an ad that you've put out there. But in this case, you will most definitely be able to justify the numbers, because every time the customer comes into your business, when they scan, they get the 10 rand, then you'll know that, you know what, they came because of that. And they will be asking you as a, what you call, as a business, that, you know what, yesterday I was here, I was able to tap in, but today you don't have an ad. I'm not able to, I'm not able to scan and to get the 10 rand. So, yeah, so we will be putting also businesses on their, what you call, toes, because now we need that money to give consumers, because now South Africa currently, it has some unemployment issues,
yeah,
than yeah. consumers. But that has not stopped the consumers from buying. So, but the question is, as business, we need to be asking ourselves, where are these consumers getting money? So this platform, we are taking money from those businesses and giving that portion to consumers so that they can continue shopping, even in this era of unemployment.
We've just entered the recession. I can't believe it.
Well, not just a technical recession.
Yeah, on Sunday I read technical recession, right?
Whatever that means.
But it's cementing itself as an actual recession. But I think to the point that you made a bit earlier on, I mean, that is where we spend most of our time. I mean, 70% of our time. I mean, I think I was part of a workshop yesterday where one of the presentations that was made, it was around apps, and one of the presenters was presenting, and the conversation really was around protecting your app licensing, patents, and blah 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 blah. But some of the stats that came out was that about 70% of people are receiving media or engaging in content, they would rather engage content via their smartphones as opposed to a laptop or a newspaper and magazine, although those were still favorable to some people.
I think that's actually where we are moving, because even business, you know, you prefer, because you're on the road or you're in meetings or you're having lunch or whatever, you prefer for your colleagues or your employees to send you documents via WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So you can read and approve via WhatsApp, and then, you know, we keep it moving. Otherwise, having to wait until you get back to the office and open your laptop, it's time consuming. And we're moving into a period where we need to use our time effectively and as much as possible. So it's great, and that's why I love the whole conversation around digital, you know. And I wanted to ask you, Tinashe, about your business. It's moving ads, so it's on the road, and your target audience are people, obviously. is there plans to or are you do you have the, is there space for getting your business into the digital space?
Okay, all right. So we are a cocktail or bouquet agency. And so basically what that means is, on the one hand, we focus on media where we use our moving ads. What are moving ads? Well, what moving ads are digital trucks that that move around the city or whatever geography, and they communicate a particular message, whether it's a price point or whether it's a big announcement by a brand, etc. But we communicate that message. We also use these particular branded trucks, which come with digital screens on three sides. And these get into communities. They mobilize communities. They speak of a certain message. They then plug into community radio stations. They can also be used as a out of broadcast kind of a scenario, where you take your whole Cliff Central on the road inside a moving ads truck, and then we broadcast the message digitally, or we broadcast it whatever we do with you, for example. So that's how the moving ads structure actually works. So from that media aspect, what we have gone and done is we're launching one of our brand new trucks in October. It's actually the first of its kind in Africa. We our technology partner on the project were guys that put together the whole infrastructure at Old Trafford. So they came on board and they supported our vision. And so we're launching this massive truck end of October. I mean, for example, I'd love you guys to come in and check it out when we launch it. Yeah, but it's going to be brand new to the market. It's going to be on another level. The kind of stuff that it's going to be able to do from a digital aspect, when it connects with your customers or when it drives a customer message, are going to be quite incredible. So we're pretty excited about that part of our business and the evolution digitally.
That's pretty cool, actually. I think I like the innovation around that. And I think one of the key things that you pick up in the conversation today is that it's a buzzword, innovation, really. Yeah. Finding alternative ways to convey the same business messages, but in a much more impactful manner. And I think one of the key things that I'm picking up in the dialogue and conversation is measurement. You know, there's that measurement. You are able to measure, you are able to scale to a client in terms of what are the numbers, what is the reach, and what is the follow. Yeah. So, I mean, Colin, man, so do you guys create your own memes? Do you, or do you guys rely on the public to generate memes, and you guys just jump onto that particular bandwagon? And what sort of copyrights do you need to work around? I mean, do you just take a Cliff Central ad, whip it up on a meme with someone's picture? You know?
Yeah, I always get that question. So what we do is that we create and also share what's out there as well. But most of the stuff we actually would create our own. But when we do use somebody else's meme, you'll see we'll use their handle there, whether it'll be from Twitter or sometimes we'll caption them. So it's a both ways, because we don't want to be just be the guys who are, you know, being the ones who are making their own memes. We're also creating a space for people to come on board and say, hey, you've got a meme, you can put it to on our platform. In fact, a lot of the times you see in our inbox, like, you know, here's a picture, please make a meme of me, and so on. So
really, people request.
Yeah, like sometimes as kids, even I'm like, you know what, I don't do that anymore. You know, let's try and get proper memes, because I don't want to just be sharing everything. So I'm very careful what I select, what people send me. In fact, I feel like people send me more, you know, by the day than I push out. But I just need to obviously filter that. But now, just coming back to copyright and so on. So let's say I use a picture of a certain celebrity, you know, and I put a caption on it. Normally, you know, there's something called fair use. So, you know, if I'm making, you know, sharing a picture that you've shared online, just slightly using it in a different context, there's something called commentary. So it's actually, so if you use something that's already existing, either an article or a picture or a video, and you use it in a form of another version called, you know, in this case, commentary, you are allowed to actually do that, as long as, you know, that person is still able to track to the original source. So if, you know, if we're using maybe Bonang or some celebrity or TV type of image, you're still able to track it back where it comes from. But where we come in is that just making it now, let's say situation based. So we're making a funny meme, okay? Let's create a statement, we caption it there, and it's funny. So in terms of the memes themselves, we go both ways. So you'll see on the memes, there'll be the ones that don't have people's details. Those are ours. The ones that have, you know, somebody handle there, then it'll be somebody else from Twitter or the ones that they have sent. Because what we want to be is like, be a South African memes page. You know, let's not limit ourselves to my creativity. What if I'm only like 60% that funny? I need other people to like also come on board and say, you know what? Because another thing is that our stuff is based on what's really always happening in South Africa. So, you know, other people might be catching up on, you know, idols. You know, I may be only maybe at the point in time, maybe I'm watching a different type of episode or experiencing something in the streets that I find funny. So just being able to create that platform. And I think that's why I also came up with the name Mzansi Memes, not just you know, XYD memes or some creative name. Yeah. I wanted it to, like, when you look at it, it's like, hey, this is South African. So it means anything that's, you know, funny in South Africa, it has to be there. Somebody must get it there. You know what I mean? So I think that's how we have came to be.
And I mean, I think in an article as well that I was reading about the meme space, not necessarily the meme space, but the product placement space. I mean, one big beverage company in the US, and I think I shared the story a while back, I think they spent about $5 million producing this production, which was ended up becoming a film. And their direct return on investment just from box office, purely because of the quality of it, I think they made directly $25 million.
Wow.
So they made money from box office, and plus it was an ad.
It was an ad.
And,
wow.
and I think I just want to pick everyone's brain. You know, what's your thoughts and thinking around this? Because, you know, you would think, someone would think, I mean, as a consumer, I've watched certain things where I've seen that it's oversell. You know, it's overkill. How do you balance what is what? Mm-hmm. You know, are you sitting there as a creator thinking, the wind is blowing in this direction, people are this way, design it and make it green? Or what is the technical genius that goes into creating a winning, I don't know, a winning advert or a winning campaign for a client, if there is even such a thing?
I would like to give that to the two gentlemen.
Look,
I'm not from the advertising space. My background is IT. So I just provide the platform, and I can see the gentlemen, they are creative, and so I'll leave that question to them.
Yeah, I mean, just coming back from, you know, the ad, you know, type of thing whereby the intention was just to advertise, but, you know, in result, they made up more money from, you know, from the box office. So it's all about creativity as well. And sometimes, you know, these things, you don't really plan them, but they end up happening in that space. But just from our side, in terms of when we make memes, we would normally work with like brands. So they would say, you know what, we've got this great idea. How can we leverage off your authentic space of people consuming funny things, you know? So it's we would now come in and say, okay, cool, this was currently trending, or you can, you know, communicate this type of message in this way. And, you know, most of the clients, they would be happy in the engagement and how people react to it, and, you know, not deviating from what actually that the client wanted to communicate. So I think that's very great that sometimes an ad can become or end up producing more than what was intended, you know.
So how can companies or brands use the use of memes, because also memes have started becoming a conversation, you know. It's used when people want to express themselves. We actually had a discussion the other day where we said people are now not expressing themselves using emoticons, they're now using GIFs or memes, you know, to express themselves. But then how can, as a brand, how can you tap into that in terms of advertising?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, that people now are finding more expression in memes, meaning that, you know, on a Friday, people will check it, like, what's the fun type of meme that I can express myself on, either on an Insta story or just on Twitter or even WhatsApp nowadays. But what brands can do, and I think that's where sometimes there's, in my business space, there's affiliate marketing. So what happens, there'll be companies coming on board, providing some form of product to be sold with a certain direct link where people can click to go buy. Then there's that marketing where somebody comes and say, you know what, I've got this little poster, it's saying I'm selling product XY at this much, put it on your platform. But there's that advertising of brands whereby they want to communicate a certain message, let's say maybe Aramet or Mercedes. So I've actually worked with brands whereby they didn't want to have the brand on the actual meme. And remember, sometimes a meme can be a little bit of a form of video as well, because you're just having some form of conversation, laughing, and obviously in this example, you'd be on a meme page. So brands sometimes are able to communicate a certain message about their brand within a meme. And that's the power of it. You don't necessarily need to directly have, let's say you've got, you know, this type of water there on the meme, we're selling it, it's very cold. Now you can something, what does this brand represent? Let us put it into a meme and put it out and see how people react to it. So, like, and I think that's where the power of memes comes from.
I mean, you mentioned the Aramet one. I think it's a perfect example. But then there was people who were saying, before you were like this, and then with Aramet, you are like this, you know? Yeah. And now it's like, it's a thing. If I was a marketing manager at Aramet, how would I be able to tap into that? Because already it's trending, it's, you know, and they're using a product, but they're not saying you should buy Aramet. But then they, you know, you understand?
Yeah.
How do you tap into that when it's already created by people?
By people. Look, I think that's what is even much nicer about online stuff as well. Look, there's two ways of going. You can ride the wave and even just expand on it, or you can start from, you know, the bottom and, you know, create your own trends. But some brands are lucky that sometimes people already relate them on a meme level. So guys like at Aramet, we're able, because we have actually previously worked with them, so they can just say, you know what, these guys are already talking about how Aramet is cool and fun and makes you better. Let us take you to a next level whereby we go for influential people. You know, we chat with Somizi and so on, or other influential people, just to now make the conversation much bigger than what it started off from. So, and another thing about memes is that people
especially communication companies, they're very good at, like, I'm actually an engineer, so some of these guys, when they've studied marketing, they know the psychology of these things, so they're able to help us as well when we're about to make a meme and say, you know what, put this type of thing, because sometimes also what we sell is our reach and following, so not necessarily ideas sometimes, so we can welcome somebody who has this smart idea and say, hey, I want to put this in a meme, you know, help me out and let's put it on board.
Now, this is pretty cool. So, Tinashe, I mean, in the years that you've been doing this, what's that one campaign or that one achievement that you guys attained as a company where you look at it like, I killed that?
Awesome. Well, we've been privileged in that we've we turned 11 on the 1st of September.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow. Eh? Nice. Sure, yeah. Thank you very much.
So, you guys start
2007.
Sure, that's big. Eh?
So we've done a lot of campaigns over the years, but a couple of which stand out. I don't know if I'm allowed to...
Go right ahead.
Yeah. We did a project for MultiChoice, and it was a pretty big project where we launched a particular a brand into the market, and that brand exploded exponentially, and it is right now leading in the market on pay-per-view television. And so it's a very exciting project that we were a part of, and the numbers that that are on there speak for themselves, and so we're excited about that. Another one that we did along the way was when we worked with KFC, and it was a very short project that we were asked to go and find out in the market, what do people think about pap, and we went into the market and we said, listen, how about trying chicken with pap? And before, it wasn't a product that they were going to put on the menu, but through its success, it became a product that they put on their menu, and it is on their menu today. So those are some of the stories we've had. I mean, I mentioned earlier that we carried out a successful election campaign in Zambia. That's part of the road to success that we've enjoyed along the way.
Yes, with us it's a different case. I mean, we are pretty young. The company was established this year in May, and then, like I said, Advertiser Holding. It's it has a group of companies. We have Advertiser Ad Publisher, which is the what you call the digital advertising application that we will be launching this month. And then we have Advertiser Accommodation Reservation or Accommodation Booking Engine, which will be launching next year. And then we have Advertiser Freelancers. Then when we have freelancers, we will have an app that we can add them there. But then that will be coming next year as well. We have a Teaser Coin, which is a cryptocurrency. We have launched that on the 22nd of August. And we are inviting investors to come and help us to make all these products that we have a reality. And then we have Teaser X, which is an exchange wallet. So what it will do there, if you want to buy a Teaser coin, currently you have to buy Ethereum and exchange it to a Teaser coin. But now we are building our own exchange, which is Teaser X, so that you can use South African rand to buy the Teaser coin. You can use Bitcoin or other coins. So we'll be launching that hopefully this month, but I'm definitely sure that by beginning of October we'll have that on the market. And then we have Advertiser Q Evader Trolley, so that is coming next year. So these are the ideas that we are busy with. We are busy implementing them, and it is an achievement for actually me to be here, because if the company was established in May and then we have already made so much, I think it's an achievement. So I'm hoping one day I'll be like Tinashe and talk about
11 years on and a billionaire.
But now I'm still,
I'm
just 4 months. Yeah, barely 4 months, and we are launching the app this month. I was testing the app, and I can promise you it's looking gonna be fire. Nice. And yeah, I will show you the app for you guys who are here. But it's looking nice and people are going to love it. But for now, I'm requesting that people, investors, crypto enthusiasts, cryptocurrency investors and investors in general, go buy our coin so that we make this project a reality.
No, not. You know, so I think Tinashe will sort you out. But do you know how someone is a billionaire when they wear a pinky ring? You see, when someone wears a pinky ring, they're not playing games, man. No. They're trying to show you that. Put that thing right there. So these guys who are in studio, including myself, we will be baptized with the Tinashe grace. 11 years. Congrats, man.
Jeez, that's a long time.
How long have you been doing it for, brother?
We've been doing it for, since 2015 December. But I think that was just, as a platform itself, just, sharing memes and being all that. But now, the money now started coming in from June 2016. So I remember then we ran our first campaign with I think it was Vodacom, Just Switch and Old Mutual. They were doing July National Savings Month. That's when I actually got my first two bookings. I was like, hey, there's money. But then we've grown over the years, from I think 2016 we're looking at about, in general, 10,000 followers on all our platforms. But now we're just sitting at over 100. And I mean, we have been able to run campaigns like for some of our clients for campaign, let's say for 3 months, meme of the year, having over 1,000 application people sending through memes and, having like unique reach people of over 1 million on just that 3 months, people interacting with those memes, supplying those memes. So those are some of the great success stories, and there's more actually. Mm. And it's just a matter of continuing on that same wave of greatness.
I want to cut you off because this is my last question. Have you ever had anyone inbox you guys and ask you to take it down?
Fair enough, this year nothing, but I think in the earlier years, Gavoma, 2016, because we're still trying out the market, we're just pushing out anything, and then you didn't know that you have to now, if you want to monetize what you're doing, you need to now bring credibility to it, have a certain brand. So I think Vuma 2015-16, yeah, I would have from time to time, but it's not like every month. So maybe in a year I would have like 3 cases. Most of them sometimes will be about things about religion, something like that, or other ones about, I don't know, maybe a bit of a stereotype and say, hey, don't say this about Khoisan people. And so sometimes, we have learned to cool down from that, but we don't really get anything this year. I don't remember being traveling and say, hey, take this down, because we have now learned, our lessons, and we're doing things in a particular manner.
So we're about to wrap up, but then you were part of a recent campaign that you did. Please just tell us about that.
Yes, I was part of a great campaign called My Fearless Next, campaign by Standard Bank, whereby, they were looking for somebody to literally, leave their 9-to-5 to focus on their side hustle. And, the winner was given like $1 million. So obviously I was part of the finalists. That was very, it was a great initiative and a position, because now you got to meet other entrepreneurs out there, and at the same time getting exposure and coaching from people who do business coaching and so on. So the campaign was really great. I mean, for me, obviously I didn't win, but I learned a lot, and I constantly now get props for making it that far, because apparently the application, they received over 8,000 applications, which is like great. And just to scale it down to 35 people, and then from there on choosing 6, and I was part of that 6. So it was a wonderful thing, and I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. And you're in the national paper.
I need to I'm out there.
Sunday Times.
Yes. What page is it? Because I haven't really gotten time.
You see, when you're big, these are the things you say. Oh, which cover?
All right. No, I'm really excited at the fact that black men. I wish they were women, but I'm excited at the fact that it's black men that have these businesses that are going into the digital space, because the digital space, we don't consume it as much, you know. I mean, we consume it, but then we don't own it as much, you know. And it's really exciting to see that as a continent and as people, we are growing into the space, because fourth industrial revolution is here, you know, and that's where we're going. So as we wrap up, I just want you to just give advice to young entrepreneurs out there who want to enter into the space that you are in. What would you say to them, and then where can people get a hold of you? Tinashe?
All right. Thank you. I think for me, the most important thing is what is your passion? Followed by how are you going to service that passion? And then lastly, the money comes last. At all times, you don't focus on the money, you focus on the passion. The passion is what is going to develop your talent, and then that talent is the one that is going to open up the doors to a financial reward at the end. So that is how I would put it. Weird Moving Ads would invite everybody to check us out on our website, which is www.moving-ads.co.za, and all our social media pages, from LinkedIn to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's where you'll find all the action. Our YouTube page as well, which is Moving Ads. That's where you find all our collection, our stuff on activations and how we are communicating with the customers and how we're engaging business to business, with the result of giving credibility to their customer and customer to their client. So that's where you would find us. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, when he mentioned, you know, passion and just, you know, letting the money come last, I think from my own personal experiences, that's how I also endeavored in this journey. So for example, in the digital space, for maybe somebody within, you know, my industry of online entertainment, you can start by get something that's passionate, start posting on it. So you can be a car vlogger, you can be somebody who's passionate about makeup or whatever the case is, and just now the next step, go to branding. So now start, you know, doing your logos right, get a graphics designer, write, you know, some policy about your website, I mean your product, give it a website, put it into the web, you know, and just get people to from time to time speak about your brand, you know, whether you get brand ambassadors or influencers, or you can even be yourself your own ambassador by the type of content you push out. And that's how you can grow in the digital and online space.
And where do people find you?
We've Mzanzi Memes, www.mzanzimemes, but at all our social media accounts, it's at Mzanzi Memes. So Twitter is at Mzanzi Memes, Instagram as well, at Mzanzi Memes. In fact, we were so lucky, you know, because when we came to the space, we were able to find those exact handle names, because, you know, there could be somebody where now there's underscore, so they just exactly. So it's exactly that.
Awesome, Jabu.
Okay, I think the guys have nailed it. It all begins with a passion. Discover yourself. What is it that you like? And then I also like what they've said, money must come last. I always, when I advise people, I tell them that success is not really generating or making a lot of money, because people, that's where they're missing being successful, because they chase money. That's the term that they use. If you chase something, it will keep on running. So what I always tell people is like success, you only become successful if you become what you were created to be. So the example that I normally give them is that if you look at a seed, any seed, take in this example, I'll take a mango seed. Mm. If you put it on the ground, good soil, it will become a tree. And if that tree start producing mangoes, then that mango seed is successful.
Yeah.
So the money will now, when people look at the mango, they will come with their money and start buying the mango. So most people, they fail to be successful because they fail to become. Be valuable, solve a problem, and then you will generate money. And I as I can see, it's not money that it's looking at this gentleman, it's not money that is driving them. Because if you only chasing after money, that's where corruption comes in. That's all, where all sort of things comes in. But then find a good space for yourself, mm-hmm. and then discover yourself. And then after discovering that, then you will be successful. And you will find us on www.advertiza. Advertiza, it's advertiza.co.za or .net. And then teaser coin, it's coming back. I'm hopeful tomorrow. I'll be busy testing after this interview. I'll be testing. The developers have given me the new code. And then hopefully tomorrow I'll be making an announcement that people must come in and buy the coin. Please support us, guys. We need the money to market this idea, the money to set up offices, the money to employ some of our brothers and sisters who are not employed there. And then our email address is info@advertiza.co.za. Our number 086-1995038. Thank you very much for having us here.
Thank you awesome. So much. That's a show. That's done.
That's a wrap. See you next week.
Okay.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.